The annual charity bike ride along the Gibb River Road starts this Sunday morning from Derby, ends at El Questro, and the Gibb Challenge was cancelled last year because of you-know-what. But with an extra year of training and muscle building... Oh, no, not the Gibb Challenges. With an extra year rest, the Gibb Challenges are raring to go. There's plenty of teams, locals, ones from across the state and further. Some are going to be wearing very colourful outfits and all of them are doing it for charity. Crazy Socks are going to be a feature of the Rural Health West team, which consists of a medical student, two junior doctors, two support staff from RHW, and the brightly coloured socks are a symbol of the charity Crazy Socks for Docs, which raises awareness amongst medical staff about their own mental health needs and seeking help. Dr. Rebecca Ledlingham is part of Rural Health West and she's on the bike for the Gibb Challenge. She'll be joined on the ride by her 13-year-old daughter, who's making a short video and song about those challenges.
So this is the second time that the Rural Health West and Rural Clinical School has hit the Gibb together. We did it in two teams back in 2019 and then we're hoping to have a combined team in 2020, but of course the Gibb was cancelled. But we're in the business of, you know, getting doctors into rural communities to look after rural communities. So that's why we have a natural kind of relationship. So Rural Health West has the tagline, distance is no obstacle, and tries to ensure that country communities have access to health services. And the Rural Clinical School of WA is in its 20th year of bringing penultimate year, so second last year medical students out to the country for a year to teach them in place, and hopefully, and we've kind of proven that this is true, will bring more doctors to the country as they graduate and train in their specialties. So it started with seven students in four sites, and now we have 105 students in 15 sites. And very excitingly for Broome, we have fourth years this year, so final year students as well. So we've extended our program to 2 years. So we are kind of hitting the road with that kind of common goal of bringing the right health services to the country, because we know that the stats don't stack up for country people in terms of their health, and we really want to see everyone as healthy as they can be.
Have you all been training?
Yes, we've all been giving it a go. Some of us on bikes that don't go anywhere. So I've been doing a little bit of spin bike, which, you know, it's a bit different when you get out there on the dust. But, we've all been getting ready as best we can with all our other competing priorities.
Are you feeling nervous at all?
I am pretty nervous. What I am confident of 100% is that we're going to have a fantastic time. We usually, the teams that I've been on in the past, this is my fourth Gibb Challenge, we usually do make quite good friends with Taylor and Charlie. So I'm not sure we'll make the distance every day, but that's not really our aim. Our aim is just to have a wonderful time. Our team this year is raising a bit of awareness for the Doctors Health Advisory Service of WA, Crazy Socks for Docs, which is a campaign breaking down the stigma of mental health in doctors. So we'll be out there in our crazy socks, having a great time, meeting great people. I'm 100% confident of that and quite nervous of some of those physical challenges along the way, I must admit.
How needed is that breaking down of the stigma around doctors and medicos talking about their own well-being?
Oh, it's so important, Vanessa. I've in my 13th year of being a doctor, and prior to that I was a nurse, and I have lost colleagues to suicide. And I've seen a lot of people struggle because we share the struggles of our patients, especially those of us in rural towns, because we're part of the community as well. So that distance between us and our patients is often very short. And our patient struggles really affect us as well. And we've all got our own lives with our own struggles. But I think the history is that we suck it up and, you know, get on with it and can't show any signs of weakness. And I really hope that this generation can break down some of those stigmas and admit when they need a hand and reach out to people like the Doctors Health Advisory Service and get help when they need it, because we are all only human.
Beck, your fourth Gibb Challenge ahead of you. What do you love most about the event?
Oh, I love the people that you meet on the Gibb. I've made lifelong friends on the Gibb, which, you know, in my 40s is no mean feat, really, as a single mother working full-time to make new lifelong friends is wonderful. And just being out there, I've done the Gib in my car, like the standard way, but being on the bike and having just this beautiful part of the country just all around you is very, very moving. And I really think the Gib is a life-changing adventure, and I'd highly recommend it to anyone who's been thinking about it. Just such a wonderful thing to do.
Good luck, you and your team and all the members of the Gib Challenge this year.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Rebecca Ledlingham, part of the Rural Health West Gib Cycle Challenge team. This afternoon, a prelude event to the Gib Challenge is the annual bike race on Cable Beach. The Fat Bike Champs start at 3 o'clock. There'll also be food and drink and live music as well. And some great team names on the Gib Challenge: the Peddling Pirates, the Bay Cruisers from Harvey Bay, the Roaring Fifties, Tequila Mockingbirds, Too Stubborn to Quit, the Pindan Peddlers, the Roaring Fifties. Some great team names for the Gib Challenge.